This week in West Virginia history. On October 24, 1861, voters formally approved the formation of West Virginia. Many Western Virginia residents had been frustrated with the Virginia state government for years, but they had few options because the U.S. Constitution forbids any state to be carved from another state without the original state's approval. The Virginia state government in Richmond would not have willingly given away one-third of its territory, but when Virginia left the Union at the beginning of the Civil War, Western Virginia politicians seized their window of opportunity. In June of 1861, Western Virginia leaders formed the Reorganized Government of Virginia, which pledged its loyalty to the Union. Meeting and wheeling, this new Virginia state government set the gears in motion to create West Virginia. When the measure was put to a vote in October, residents approved it by a wide margin. However, the new state was not universally popular, as only 37% of eligible voters went to the polls. After being approved by Congress and President Abraham Lincoln, West Virginia entered the Union as the 35th state on June 20, 1863. For more information on West Virginia's formation, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.